Scripture says that God our Savior desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But what is the truth? And how do we gain that knowledge? The answer to these questions and more in today's edition of Faith with Father. Living Bread Radio presents Faith with Father, a program aimed at teaching today's culture the truth about the Catholic faith. And now here's your host, Tim Perry.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Faith with Father. I'm your host, Tim Perry, and with me today in studio is Father Nicholas Mancini, currently the pastor of Sacred Heart of Mary Parish in Louisville, and he's the spiritual director for us here at Living Bread Radio. Welcome, Father.
Thank you, Tim. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
It's great to have you here again. We're going to continue our discussion from the UCAT, the Youth Catechism of the Catholic Church, about what we believe as Catholics. And today we're going to talk about the Trinity. We believe in one God, but that there's three persons in one God. Mm-hmm. So first of all, this is a mystery of our faith, maybe the central mystery for us as Catholic Christians. What do we mean by a mystery? What does that mean?
Mystery, you know, is something that we don't clearly understand. When God reveals himself to us, no one has ever seen God, the Father. Okay. That in itself is a mystery. We look in the Old Testament, we see, you know, how God spoke to Abraham and his descendants. Moses' relationship with God, the Father, was in the form of a burning bush. And he bowed down in the presence of him because that was a mystical sign of reverence and love. So when we think of mystery, I think these things of the Old Testament is what comes to mind, because they reveal themselves as a mystery, but in a beautiful way of unveiling the mystery, but yet remaining a mystery. That we can never understand. St. Thomas and the great philosophers and doctors of the church try to, you know, look at this in that context. You know, what is this mystery of God? The beauty of God is reflected, I think, in the presence of his word, unveiling that mystery, yet we hope one day to see him as he is. And I think that's the context of what's going to unfold here as we go through the UCAT on the Trinity, the triune Godhead.
So, Father, what do we mean by Trinity?
The Trinity is three divine persons in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We as Christians do not worship three different gods, but one single being. That is threefold and yet remains one. We know that God is triune from Jesus. He, the Son, speaks about his Father in heaven. I and the Father are one. We see this in John 10, verse 30. And again, he prays to him and sends us the Holy Spirit, who is the love of the Father and the Son. That is why we are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. St. Matthew points that out very clearly in Matthew 28:19. The beauty of that relationship through the power of the Trinity in baptism.
Okay. So would it be safe to say that we'll probably never fully understand who God is, even in heaven throughout all eternity?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be contemplating the beauty and the awesomeness of God.
Right, because God is love. How many times does St. John remind us of that? That God is love. And the pure essence of love is God himself.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the joy, I think, of knowing and contemplating and trying to understand the beauty of the Godhead revealed in Jesus, his divine Son. You know, when we look at the second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, what they see in the beauty of that relationship, we think of course, the incarnation event, Mary conceiving through the power of the Holy Spirit, then the birth of Jesus, the second person, being revealed in the form of a baby. How many of us, you know, contemplate the beauty of a child in the Godhead? I think that, you know, is a mystery of love itself. How did God do this through the power of the Holy Spirit, but yet radiated the beautiful being of that love in the form of a child? And then, as Scripture says, he grew in wisdom and knowledge before man and God. And then we see this Jesus appearing in a radiant way in his public ministry. We look at, you know, the time where Scripture says, you know, he's lost in the temple. Mm-hmm. And then the joy of finding. And I think that's going to be with us. We know that in this life we're lost, but our relationship with God draws us into that love, knowing that we're going to be found and see the glory of God one day in the beauty of heaven. And I think that mystery reveals itself in the second person, in the love of Jesus Christ, as we see throughout the Scripture.
So question 37 in the UCAT asks, why is God called Father?
We revere God as Father, first of all, because he is the Creator. I think that's important to remember. He is the Creator and cares lovingly for his creatures. Jesus, the Son of God, has taught us, furthermore, to regard his Father as our Father and to address him as our Father. We see this beautifully when the disciples asked Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. And Jesus teaches them, when you pray, say, Our Father, who art in heaven.
And this was a real revelation to the Jewish people, who God was, right?
With this
idea of God as Father.
Yes, because, you know, when Jesus speaks of his heavenly Father, he calls him Abba, Father. And then in the beauty of the Our Father itself, and the revelation of the eternal God, calling him Father. So we see this in the glory of the Heavenly Father, as we call him our Father, who art in heaven. And then, you know, when we look at that, I think, too, when we pray that prayer, do we often think of how that relationship of the Our Father and the glory of the Trinity reveals itself in the commandments? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. All right, that speaks of the first three commandments of Father. You know, we are worshiping the one God. There's no strange gods before us, but the one God, Abba, Father. We don't want to curse him. We don't want to use his name in vain. When we speak of him, we want to speak of him with love, reverence, respect, and devotion, our Father. And the beauty of that, through our worship, in prayer and supplication, addressing our prayer and love to the Heavenly Father through his Son, Jesus Christ.
So the third commandment is keeping holy the Lord's Day.
Mm-hmm.
We do that by worshiping God the way that he wants to be worshiped.
Right.
Which is going to church as a community in the body of Christ. And also resting on that day, because God, according to the book of Genesis, God rested on the seventh day.
Mm-hmm.
So in honoring our Father, we rest as well from work.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think too, Tim, sometimes we must remember this. In John 14, verse 9, Jesus reminds us, he says, Christ shows us what God the Father is really like. And I quote here John, he who has seen me has seen the Father. And I think in that idea which Christ is speaking of, the revelation of that love that radiates from the Father to the Son and the Son to the Spirit, the three in one, is the beauty of that love. He who has seen me has seen the Father.
So question 38 asks, who is the Holy Spirit then?
The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity, and has the same divine majesty as the Father and the Son. We discover this reality of God in us, and we are dealing with the working of the Holy Spirit. God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts so that He might fill us completely. In the Holy Spirit, a Christian finds profound joy, inner peace, and freedom. For you do not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of sonship, in whom we cry, Abba, Father, as Romans 8:15 reminds us. The beauty of the Holy Spirit is the radiance of the love between the Father and the Son. And that love that they have for one another projects itself in the beauty of the power of the Spirit that comes to us. Because once again, when we think of God, we think of the magnificence of love in a joyful, radiating way. That the love the Father has for the Son for the Father, is then illuminated and projected forth in the radiance of the third person, the Holy Spirit, who is, you know, the love of God, Father, Son, and the glory of that manifestation so beautifully, beautifully revealed.
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 tells us that, do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? So I think it's easy for us to forget that, especially when we receive the Holy Eucharist very often.
Yes.
God is within us.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, as Father Dank has reminded us, we are Christ to others. We become Christ.
Yes, and you know, it's like our Lord Jesus himself said, he who sees you sees me. So the reflection of that love in the radiance of that magnificence of the glory of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three in one, is when Jesus, you know, reminds us of that. He who sees you sees me. So we are reflecting the image of that love. When I look at you and you look at me, we should see Jesus within us and feeling his presence and radiating that love. And I think, too, that if we did this, the beauty of that magnificence of the Trinity would fill us with deeper joy and understanding of the beauty of the eternal Godhead.
Mm-hmm. So we can look at God as three persons in one God, but then also there's you, me, and God. And again, the way we get to heaven is to love each other and to love God, and we have that three-way love going just like the Father, Son,
exactly,
and Holy Spirit do.
Exactly. The beauty of the radiance of the love of God.
Wonderfully said, Father. We've been listening to Father Mancini as we talk about the Holy Trinity in the UCAT, the Youth Catechism of the Catholic Church. And I'm your host, Tim Perry. And until next time, may God bless you and yours. Bye for now.
This has been Faith with Father, a production of Living Bread Radio in Canton, Ohio. For an audio archive of this program, log on to livingbreadradio.com and click on Faith with Father. If you have a question or comment about today's program, email us at askfather@livingbreadradio.com. And join us again next time for another edition of Faith with Father.